From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The mothers of three young Americans in prison in Iran are back in the U.S., but they arrived this afternoon at New York's JFK airport without their children, who've been charged with espionage. Nora Shore, the mother of one of the Americans, recounts the emotional reunion this week.
We spent about 10 hours over the course of 2 days with Sarah, Shane, and Josh, including many hours in private. We regret that because our visit was cut short, we didn't see more of them.
The Americans were arrested last July on the Iranian border with Iraq. A frantic search is underway for the last victims of a plane crash in southern India today. The bodies of most of the 166 people on board have been pulled out of the wreckage of the jet, which crashed upon landing in Mangalore. At least 7 people survived. There's been another arrest in connection with the attempted bombing earlier this month in Times Square. A caterer based in Islamabad has been taken into custody. NPR's Julie McCarthy also reports the U.S. embassy's warning Americans in Pakistan that the suspect's popular catering company may have broader ties to terrorism.
The U.S. embassy message says it is aware of threat information suggesting that terrorist groups may have established links to a catering service in Islamabad and urged personnel in Pakistan to avoid using the company. The Hanif Rajput Catering Services is well known and has organized functions for the American embassy. It's owned by Rana Ashraf Khan and his son Salman Ashraf, who was taken into custody. The company's website said the 35-year-old executive studied in Houston, Texas, before returning to help run the family business. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Islamabad.
In his weekly address, President Obama speaks about the continuing crisis of the BP oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico. He promises to hold accountable both the energy company and Washington lawmakers. NPR's Karen Grigsby Bates has more.
The president has announced the formation of a commission to investigate the oil spill that will be jointly headed by former Florida Senator Bob Graham and William K. Riley, former head of the Environmental Protection Agency.
The purpose of this commission is to consider both the root causes of the disaster and offer options on what safety and environmental precautions we need to take to prevent a similar disaster from happening again.
In the Republican response, Louisiana Senator David Vitter said the announcement was, quote, a media event created by Democratic politicians, but said all Congress's energy and attention should be focused now on containing the spill that is beginning to devastate the Gulf coastline.
The time for committee hearings is for after the well has been capped, not before.
Karen Grigsby Bates, NPR News.
NATO's main military base in southern Afghanistan has come under attack. Master Sergeant Sabrina Foster says insurgents began firing rockets at Kandahar airfield several hours ago. There have been several injuries. This is NPR. Far more oil may have spilled into the Gulf than the 5,000 barrels a day BP earlier estimated. Authorities believe the amount of oil gushing into the water daily is more in the tens of thousands of barrels. But speaking to NPR this morning, BP Chief Operating Officer Doug Settles is skeptical.
I've heard those estimates and seen them, and I don't believe it's possible that it's anywhere near that number. Of course, I can't actually say it couldn't be, but all of our techniques would say that that's highly unlikely.
BP is using a mile-long tube to suck the crude up to a tanker on the surface. The remains of 16th-century scientist Nicholas Copernicus have been reburied in a Polish cathedral. From Warsaw, Dave McGuire reports some of the country's highest-ranking clerics attended today's service.
When Copernicus died in 1543, he had no idea how his theory that the sun was the center of the solar system, not the earth, would revolutionize science and the way we see the universe. He was buried